Hey, Mr. Bassman, you've got that certain something. Hey, Mr. Bassman, you said that music thumping. To you, it's easy when you go 1, 2, 3, ba 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 ba.
What you mean, ba 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 ba?
Yes, hey, Mr. Bassman, you're on all songs with a ba 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 boom boom and a ba 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 boom 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 bum. Hey, Mr. Bassman. You're the hidden king of rock and roll, ba 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 boom.
No, no, ba 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 ba.
Oh, well, it don't mean a thing.
Hey there, everybody. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. The last genre you heard here on Anatomy of the Ear was cuddlecore, and now, at 2 p.m. this top of the hour, we are listening to educational music. So learn to count your ABCs, learn numbers, learn how to brush your teeth. You can learn all of it here. You'll learn all of those things from both your basics, you know, the Wiggles, to, you know, MCR and of Montreal, which is up next. So keep your ears out if you recognize any familiar voices, because you're listening to Anatomy of the Ear. What is that? It's an annual event where we play our favorite genres for you. Tune into Anatomy of the Ear Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Regular programming will return on Monday morning, so don't worry. And yeah, a couple of highlights that you'll hear from this. Currently, you're listening to Mr. Bassman, which is from The Muppets, just as an interlude into a lot of songs from like Yo Gabba Gabba and The Electric Company and things like that. So stay tuned.
Oh, some pearly whites and a healthy smile. If you brush, 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 brush,
brush, brush,
brush to the beat, back and forth for a while. Come on, brush, brush, brush,
yeah,
brush, brush, brush your teeth. I brush to feel fresh and bright. Allergy cavities, that's right. First thing when I get up in the morning, right before I go to bed at night. I brush my teeth every day, up and down, side to side. My toothpaste has stripes and sparkles. Toothbrush always treats me right. Some pearly whites and a healthy smile. If you brush, 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 brush to the beat, back and forth for a while. Come on, brush, 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 brush your teeth.
Fingers, he probably would have invented two more digits when he invented his number system. Then, if he'd saved the zero for the end, he could count and multiply by 12s just as easily as you and I do by 10s. Now, if man had been born with six fingers on each hand, he'd probably count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, deck, L, do. Deck and L being two entirely new signs meaning 10 and 11, single digits. And his 12, do, would have been written 1, 0. Get it? That'd be swell to multiply by 12.
Hey, little 12 toes, I hope you're well. Must be some far-flung planet where you dwell. If we were together, you could be my cousin.
down here we call them a dozen. Hey, little 12 toes, please come back home.
Now, if man had been born with 6 fingers on each hand, his children would have them too. And when they played hide-and-go-seek, they'd count by sixes fast. And when they studied piano, they'd do their 6-finger exercises. And when they went to school, they'd learn the golden rule and how to multiply by 12 easily. Just put down the zero. But me, I have to learn it the hard way. Let me see now. 1 times 12 is 12. 2 times 12 is 24. 3 times 12 is 36. 4 times 12 is 48. 5 times 12 is 60. 6 times 12 is 72. 7 times 12 is 84. 8 times 12 is 96. 9 times 12 is 108. 10 times 12 is 120. 11 times 12 is 132. And 12 times 12 is 144. Wow!
Hey, little 12 toes, I hope you're thriving. Some of us 10-toed folks are still surviving. If you help me with my 12s, I'll help you with your 10s. And we could all be friends, little 12 toes. Please come back home.
Not hungry.
You have to eat something. You have to eat something. You have to eat something. Or you'll shrivel up and blow away. You have to eat something. You have to eat something. You have to eat something. Or you'll shrivel up and blow away.
Okay, how about rocks?
That's not what I mean.
I'll eat my socks.
Oh, those aren't clean.
I'll eat the stereo.
Too expensive.
I'll eat the patio.
It's too extensive.
I'll eat the chair.
Where will we sit?
I'll eat my hair.
Oh, that's full of grime and grit.
You'll eat air.
You'll get so thin your clothes won't fit.
I'll eat my underwear.
Oh, that's it.
You have to eat something.
Oh, no.
You have to eat something.
So.
You have to eat something.
Oh.
Or you'll shrivel up and blow away.
How about our goldfish?
That's our pet.
So?
No.
It's fish. People eat fish.
No.
Why not?
It's too small, and you'll still be hungry. And we don't eat our pets.
People eat some animals, and fish are animals.
Well, scientifically speaking, in biological terms, we're animals too.
Then I'll eat my brother.
No, you've got no other.
Then I'll eat my sister.
No, we'd miss her.
I'll eat grandma.
We love her a lot.
I'll eat my cousin. I have a dozen.
Stop, you can't eat your family.
So basically, you're saying that we can't eat anything that we have an emotional attachment to?
Right.
But I really love my food.
It's different.
And I love macaroni and cheese. I really love it.
Okay, mac and cheese for breakfast.
Yippee!
You have to eat something.
Okay.
You have to eat something.
It's great.
You have to eat something.
Or you'll shrivel up like a raisin.
Raisins are good.
Here, have some. I didn't know you liked mac and cheese this much.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I want to marry it.
Yeah.
And live happily ever after.
Finish up.
And have a little macaroni and cheese.
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, 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 yummy. Fruit salad.
Let's make some fruit salad today.
Oh, ho, ho.
It's fun to do. It's a healthy way.
Oh, ho, ho.
Take all the fruit that you want to eat. It's going to be a fruit salad treat.
The first step,
peel your bananas.
The second step,
toss in some grapes.
The third step,
chop up some apples. Chop up some melons and put them on your plate. Now we've made it, it's time to eat it.
Uh-huh.
It tastes so good that you just can't beat it.
Uh-huh.
Give everyone a plate and a spoon. We'll all be eating it very soon.
second step.
Eat up some grapes.
The third step.
Eat up some apples. Eat the melons. Now there's nothing on your plate. Now we've had our fruit salad today.
Uh-huh.
It's time to put the scraps away.
Uh-huh.
Wash the bowls and wash the spoon. Let's do it all again real soon.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Yummy, 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 yummy. Fruit salad.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. 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 Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Told B and B told C, I'll meet you at the top of the coconut tree. We said D to E F G, I'll beat you to the top of the coconut tree. Chicka chicka boom boom, boom boom, will there be enough room? Here comes H up the coconut tree, and I and J and tag along K, all on the way up the coconut tree. Chicka chicka boom boom, boom boom, will there be enough room? Look who's coming, elemental P and Q R S and T U V, still more W and X Y Z, the whole alphabet of the oh no! Chicka chicka boom boom, boom boom, chicka chicka boom boom. Scat, scoodle, doo, flip, flop, flee. Everybody running to the coconut tree. Mamas and papas and uncles and aunts. Hug the little dears and dust.
Hey there, everyone. You're listening to the educational music set of Anatomy of the Year here on WRCT. I hope you've learned some stuff. Currently, you're listening to Chicka Chicka Boom Boom. It'll help you learn the alphabet. This is the version from the hip hop anniversary. Now a quick message from Millie's. At Millie's, when they say homemade ice cream, they mean it. Proudly handcrafted in Homestead, PA, right down the river from CMU, using only the finest ingredients from makers and farmers from cow to the cone. Grab a scoop, milkshake, or pint to go at Millie's located in the Tepper Building. Interested in joining the Millie's squad? Email hello@millieshomemade.com or DM us on the gram. That was a quick message from Millie's. Now back to the educational music, where we'll be learning about the alphabet, cleaning your teeth, and how it's okay to fail sometimes. Stay tuned.
I got a tooth, hey,
you got a cavity.
My dentist said I had
one, two, three.
How'd you get it?
Well, let me tell you how. Not brushing,
you went a foul.
So how many times are you supposed to brush?
After each meal,
it's not much.
What are you supposed to do? Won't you give us a clue?
Listen real close, this is what you do.
Say
one,
you rinse your toothbrush in the sink.
Two,
don't you stop to think.
Three,
put your toothpaste on your brush.
Four is really important, so listen up.
Brr. don't care. The B to the R to the USH.
The B to the R to the USH.
You gotta brush your teeth each and every day.
You gotta brush your teeth each and every day.
B to the R to the USH.
B to the R to the USH.
You gotta brush your teeth each and every day.
You gotta brush your teeth each and every day.
I said little bitty kids got to brush their teeth.
Little bitty kids gotta brush their teeth.
And mommies and daddies gotta brush their teeth.
The mommies and daddies gotta brush their teeth.
Even your teachers gotta brush their teeth.
Even your teachers gotta brush their teeth.
Imagination movers gotta brush their teeth.
Imagination movers gotta brush their teeth.
So Scott, tell me what's the moral of your tale?
Brushing three times makes your teeth look swell.
So you listen to your dentist, now you got strong teeth.
That's how you prevent cavities.
I said one.
You rinse your toothbrush in the sink. Now
two.
I don't you stop to think.
Three.
You put your toothpaste on your brush.
Four is really important, so listen up.
Magic number, yes it is, it's a magic number, because 2 times 3 is 6.
For those that may be confused by this cover, shout out to my sister listening right now. Hi Meredith, I love you. This is a cover of a Schoolhouse Rock song that you may recall. However, this is a cover done by the mid-2000s Disney Channel star Mitchell Musso, who is best known for playing Jeremy on Phineas and Ferb, and disappearing. So, just a fun fact for all of you.
Magic number.
One last fun fact for everyone. The next song coming up is also an interesting cover. If you're listening, you're like, oh, they sound kind of familiar. That's because this is a song from My Chemical Romance for the show Yo Cabba Gabba. So stay tuned for that.
There's a big kid with a paper bag that hangs around my school. He says, try this, it's lots of fun. He thinks he's really cool. When he does, I run away. Then I turn around and say,
no drugs, no way. No thanks, not tomorrow or today. My body's great, that's the way it stays. No drugs, no way.
There are other kids who drink and smoke in the parking lot. They puff and cough and burp and choke and think they're really hot. But I don't need that stuff at all. No cigarettes or alcohol.
No drugs, no way. No thanks, not tomorrow or today. My body's great, that's the way it stays. No drugs, no way.
Doctors give you medicine. That's part of medical care. And it's just for you till you get better. And that's one thing we never share. Drugs are things that change your brain. They can make you sick and scared. Drugs can make the world look strange, so you should be prepared. If someone tries to give you drugs, just remember to say, yuck!
Synthesizer, although that's interesting too.
Photosynthesis is how plants take in light from the sun and turn it into energy.
It's actually a thing on which most life depends
here on the planet Earth.
Photosynthesis. Photosynthesis.
You think these guys sound familiar? That's because they Might Be Giants doing an entire kids album about educational music and things to teach your kids. So if you're like, huh, this kind of is a good song. Well, there's so many more. There's multiple albums of this. So that's just a little fun fact.
Whenever things get tough, whenever you feel you've had enough, just remember this simple little thing. Keep trying.
Keep trying every day. Hold your head up high and you'll find your way. You can do it, there's nothing to it.
Keep trying. Keep trying. Keep trying. Keep trying.
Keep trying every day.
Hold your head up high and you'll find your way. You can do it, there's nothing to it.
Myself, we can't have that. We can't have that. What I want you to do is clean this up right now. I want you to
come on, people, let's clean it up
right now.
But we can't clean unless we pick it up.
Now that is what I like to see. A room so clean, floors I can eat off of them. Not that I would. You can go outside and play with your friends, ride your bikes, even watch TV. I don't mind as long as you keep your room clean. And remember, when in doubt,
pick it up, 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 pick it up. No more mess, no more mess, no more mess.
Yes.
No more mess, no more mess, no more mess.
So pick it up.
Couple more fun facts for everybody listening to this educational set on WRCT. We're doing our Anatomy of the Ear, which means that we're doing a bunch of different genres. For each hour, this is educational music. You just learned about how to pick up your clothes in a ska way through Yo Gabba Gabba. Currently, you're listening to Belle and Sebastian's song for Yo Gabba Gabba. And next, we'll have some good old Schoolhouse Rock. I know that I only played one song, so it's coming. Don't worry about it.
Three
is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Now the multiples of three come up three times in each set of 10. In the first 10, you get 3, 6, 9, and in the teens 10, it's 12, 15, and 18. And in the 20s, you get a 21, 24, 27, and it comes out even on 30. Yeah.
Now multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is
24.
3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Take the pattern once more. 3, 6, 9, 12, 12, 15, 18, 21, 21, 24, 27, 30, 30. Now multiply from 10 backwards. 3 times 10 is 30, 3 times 9 is 27, 3 times 8 is 24, 3 times 7 is 21, 3 times 6 is 18, 3 times 5 is 15, 3 times 4 is 12, and 3 times 3 is 9, and 3 times 2 is 6.
And 3 times 1.
What is it?
3!
Yeah.
That's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby.
Yes, they did.
They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Oh, hi there, little fella.
Oh.
Hey, listen, you know who you could be if I gave you this little hat and a bag to carry over your shoulder?
I could be a laundry man.
No, not a laundry man.
How about Santa Claus?
No, 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 not Santa Claus.
What's wrong with Santa Claus?
There's nothing wrong with Santa Claus.
Don't you like Christmas?
Oh, I love Christmas, but you could be the postman.
A postman? Oh, the postman always brings dumb mail. Through rain or snow or sleet or hail. I'll work and work the whole day through to get your letter safe to you.
Cause the postman is a person in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
He's in your neighborhood.
A postman is a person in your neighborhood.
A person that you meet each day.
I'll see you around.
Hey, okay. Hey, watch it. Where are you going, to a fire?
Hey, speaking of a fire.
Fire? What fire? Help!
No, there's no fire at all, but you know who you could be if I gave you this little shiny red hat?
Yeah, Santa Claus.
No, not no. Santa Claus. No, no.
Red Riding Hood.
No, 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 not Red Riding Hood. You could be a fireman.
A fireman? Holy smoke! Oh, a fireman is brave, it's said. His engine is a shiny red. If there's a fire anywhere about, well, I'll be sure to put it out.
Cause a fireman is a person in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
He's in your neighborhood.
And a postman is a person.
person in your neighborhood. Well, they're the people that you meet
when you're walking down the street.
They're the people that you meet each day.
I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. And I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to oat, oat, oat apples and bananas. I like to oat, oat, oat apples and bananas. And I like to oot, oot, oot apples and balloons. I like to oot, oot, oot apples and balloons.
Trouble, stay out of trouble, stay out of trouble. 15 ways to stay out of trouble and keep my great body safe.
One.
Buckle that seatbelt in the car.
Two.
Sit down in your seat.
Three.
Don't ride bikes where there's lots of traffic.
Four.
Look both ways when you cross the street. When you play, don't push and shove.
Six.
Don't pick up yucky things.
Seven.
Don't throw rocks or sand or food.
Eight.
Please be careful near the swings. I know 15 ways to stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble. 15 ways to stay out of trouble and keep my great body safe. Never swim alone, don't push and run. When you're at the beach or pool, that's 9 and 10 for those times when the sun's so hot and the water's so cool.
11!
Don't tell people on the phone that there's no adult at home.
12!
Don't let people in your door unless they are friends of yours.
13!
Stay away from matches, they start fires.
14!
And never play with scissors and knives.
15!
Or with sockets, outlets, or wires. For goodness gracious.
I hope everyone is finding this song very educational. A fun fact about this song is that when I was about 10, they sent everybody home with this CD and they told us to listen to it. So I just had to listen to it alone in my room a couple of times and report back what I learned about it. Educational.
Keep my great body safe. Shoo-up, keep my great body safe.
At the Ladybug Picnic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Ladybugs came to the Ladybug's Picnic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And they all played games at the Ladybug's Picnic. They had 12 sacks and they ransacked races and they fell on the backs and they fell on the faces. Ladybugs 12 at the Ladybug's Picnic. They played jump rope but the rope it broke, so they just sat around telling knock knock jokes. Ladybugs 12 at the Ladybug's Picnic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And they chattered away at the Ladybug's Picnic. They talked about the high-priced furniture and rugs and fire insurance for ladybugs. Ladybugs 12 at the Ladybug's Picnic.
12.
Radio 1, 2, 3.
Slowly, slowly, play.
as snails go sliding by, slowly as clouds drift through the sky.
Faster, faster, playing faster with the rapid, rhythmic, rapid, rhythmic, quickly, clicking, clanging, clacking, smacking, booming, banging, like a charging cheetah, chasing frightened rabbits, running, racing, listen to us, baby, play in our very fastest way. Rhythmic clatter, quickly, quickly, clicking, clanging, clacking, smacking, booming, banging, like a fly through the flowers, like a jar of superpower. Listen to us, madly play in a very fast way.
Every day we see and do a lot of things. Some of them familiar, some of them not. Things can be scary and make us upset. We have to trust the people we love that it'll be okay. Just because it's different doesn't mean it's scary. Just because it's different doesn't mean we have to be afraid. Just because it's different doesn't mean it's scary. To a new park, let's run around.
Run, 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 run.
We have to trust the people we love that it will be okay. Just because it's different doesn't mean it's scary. Just because it's different doesn't mean we have to be afraid. Just because it's different doesn't mean it's scary.
For tuning into this educational set of Anatomy of the Ear. You had just listened to Just Because It's Different Doesn't Mean It's Scary, which is yet again another song from Yo Gabba Gabba. So some things that I didn't put on there from Yo Gabba Gabba also include songs from bands like Devo, and actually I forgot the other ones off the top of my head, but long story short, the Yo Gabba Gabba albums have a lot going on, so if you're intrigued by any of these songs, maybe worth a listen. Currently, I thought I'd jump in for some explanation on this song, because it's just Kiko and Lavender by Los Lobos, but it's the Elmo version that was on Sesame Street. I don't really know what makes it any different, but that's what it's about. It's about Elmo and the Lavender Moon instead of Kiko. So I just thought I'd jump in to let everybody know. We have a couple more songs here on the hour. Things to look forward to include Mousercise, the Doodle Bops, Imagination Movers, and one more They Might Be Giants song. So stay tuned.
Thank you.
to sleep when the sun goes down. But in his dreams, boy, he goes to town. He never stops, he's all around, up on the roof, down on the ground. Elmo and the lavender moon not dreaming about green shoes, airplanes and cakes. And as he's dreaming the night away, he finds new games that he can't play. He dreams and dreams, Elmo and the lavender moon.
Facts about this, because I just watched like a short documentary about it. So this is from Mousercise, which came out around in the 80s, but then was a massive like fail. Well, it was first a success and then it became a failure, but then it had a resurgence during COVID in during 2020 ish with teachers. And so then they tried to re-release it, but then it was a flop. So essentially, Mousercise is just a really interesting phenomenon where they tried to use Mickey Mouse and now Disney characters like Tigger to teach kids how to exercise, and it went through highs and lows. So I recommend researching the history of Mousercise for anyone that's interested. That's all.
Collecting fossils is my aim, so I'm never in a rush. Cause the treasures that I seek are rare and ancient things, like the Velociraptor's jaw or Archaeopteryx's wings. Now all the kids who wanna see them are lining up. It's like pieces of a puzzle that I love to try and solve. It's so fun to think about how a species has evolved. And all the kids who want to see them can check them out.
Cephalosaurus?
I am a paleontologist. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am. I am a paleontologist. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am.
You were just listening to... You were just listening to the educational music set here on WRCT Pittsburgh during our Anatomy of the Ear annual event, which is where we play a bunch of different genres of different music and things like that. You were just listening to that last song was yet again another Yo Gabba Gabba song, this time by The Roots, about loving your family. And so next up, next up, we have Ethereal Trap for the next hour of Anatomy of the Ear. So if you want to hit play, then we will jump into Ethereal Trap. And for Anatomy of the Ear, we'll have a bunch of sponsors coming in to you. So just make sure that you keep your ear out for that. We'll jump in with a message from Millie's and stuff like that. So, get ready for this hour of Ethereal Trap.